Hi, this is co-curator Brendan Kane. One of the exhibition's features about which we are most excited is the display of Irish language materials. It is important to remember that Ireland was multilingual, Irish Gaelic, English, and Latin being the obvious examples. It's also important to remember that the Irish language was not a purely oral one, but a written and highly developed one. Nor was Gaelic the preserve of Gaels alone. It was spoken and written by many Old English and even some New English. To demonstrate this, we present here a facsimile of a bardic poem and manuscript written in praise of Thomas Butler, 10th Earl of Ormond. The poem, whose author unfortunately is unknown, is in the bardic tradition of the Cathrain, or battle roll, which praises the subject's military triumphs and general virtue. Although Renaissance-era Irish has much in common with present-day Irish, the sound and rhythm of bardic poetry is quite different from today's spoken language. So that you may hear how this poem may have sounded to Ormond himself, we are lucky to have a selection read by Paul Rigbinagh, Senior Professor of the School of Celtic Studies at the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies.
Tagin Thomas ragas rohra gachahogvna elchrahi. Taundam hudach bikun turlish mile muhter velachiv. Irla arun, irla fanyul, irla kipuil kemniach, irla asri. Irla sachrich, irlas koki kedachtra. Irla kolvar, chnikam tochid, an tsir kroga kedwinach. Irla suide, irla suide, irla skuine kevchanta. Irla sluka, irla smide, irla tinik thamana. Irla tsene, irla ele, rev redian of dianachta. Kurt na kalge, kurt de thangine. Kurtis sevides erchana, kurtis krive, kurtis evne, kurtis linvor legasra. Kurt gantusche, kurt nasulche, kurt nakinlich kehapit, blavro biavor, plastrach piestach, gavlach, grianach, greslavach.